Rows of film studio buildings reflected in a shiny gold surface. As the surface turns, it's revealed to be the Warner Brothers shield in a blue sky dappled with fluffy clouds. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Warner Media company. A caption beside a disc containing images of distant mountains and hills in shades of blue. Great point. Beneath a simplified image of an umbrella in a blue disc, DJ Films. City of London Maternity Hospital. Many, many moons ago. A smartly dressed young man with a beard stands in a corridor looking pensive. A nurse walks up to him. He turns to her, smiling. She nods. They walk along the corridor.
It's coming out, Peggy!
Leave it in! Leave it in!
The young man smooths his hair back with his hand. The nurse opens the door to a private room and leads him in. Sitting up in bed, a young woman holds her newborn baby. The young man sits with them. He gazes at the baby adoringly.
Look at you. You're an angel.
The little baby has bright blue eyes.
I'm gonna love you so much. When you grow up, you'll be the greatest woman this world has ever seen. Just you wait.
In a bright flash, the baby is photographed.
And he was right!
Boogie wall!
The Nan movie. Nan walks towards a street market.
Hello, sweetheart. Here, I've seen your daughter. She's had the baby, hasn't she? Oh, isn't it lovely? Yeah, I've seen it. It's a dinky little lot, isn't it, darling? Ta-da! Ugly looking.
She wears a beige coat and a green scarf.
How's your Margaret? Tell her I said hello, sweetheart.
Big old girl, isn't she, eh? Yeah, big old Margaret.
Look at that. Oh, you've still got your little dog. Oh, lovely little thing.
The
little
young dog. Woman with the dog walks off.
Vicious bastard.
Sorry I'm late, Nan.
Oh, it is. Come up and see me.
Come up and see you.
Come up and see me, ain't you?
I have, Nan.
Oh, yeah, look at God. You're late.
I was trying to park, Nan.
You ain't got a car.
I've got a minibus for my charity.
They give you a minibus? Because you're gay.
I'm not gay, Nan.
Oh, what you got here? Got a little salad. Well, it looks lovely, doesn't it? Yeah, I'll have some of that, darling. Could you do me some of that spinach?
I can do that.
Yes, and that one and lentils.
I suppose so.
Yeah, no coriander.
That would just be a potato.
Oh, yes, mashed and leather potato. Thank you, darling.
She prods the spud and flings it.
Oh, it's a bit plain, isn't it?
No, Nan, the minibus is a craftmobile.
For gays?
No, a craftmobile for people with emotional difficulties.
A craftmobile for people with emotional difficulties? What a load of old shit. Ooh. Little fat Buddha. I'll have that one.
That one, are you sure?
Yes, I love him. Wonderful man. Outstanding in his field. Natural authority, you see. When he speaks, you shut up and listen.
It's £50.
I'll give you £10. I know he's worth.
Done. Been having trouble shifting this one, to be fair.
Oh, you surprised me, love. Come on in. Let's take him home.
Now, why do you want this?
I just love him.
Later, grandson Jamie carries the life-size statue of Robert Mugabe towards a block of flats.
It, you still drawing your cartoons?
They're animations, Nan.
No, yeah.
I'm still doing them. I put them on YouTube.
And?
I've got 30 subscribers now.
Oh, someone's gone viral.
All right, Joanie, love.
All right, sweetheart. Bastard.
Inside, a blonde woman by a lift.
Hello, Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, hello, Carolyn. Have you met my grandson? It's my grandson, Jamie. He's come out and seen me.
Oh, how lovely. Lovely to meet you.
Nice to
it's
meet
a real
you.
Pleasure.
Can we squeeze in?
No chance, son.
The doors close with several people inside. As the lift rises, Nan looks at a thick-set bloke with a beard.
You're right, Colin.
Colin nods shyly.
Well, we've just been to the doctor, actually.
Oh. Have you diabetes?
Oh, I don't have diabetes.
Oh, heart disease.
Not heart disease.
Nan frowns.
Gout?
He has to go for counselling.
For your gout?
No. Apparently, I've been eating my feelings.
Have you, darling? Oh. Still, by the looks of things, They're delicious.
Nan steps out of the lift.
What are you huffing and puffing for? Oh,
Carolyn opens a door for Jamie.
I have to ask, why are you carrying that statue of Robert Mugabe?
Who is it? I thought it was Trevor MacDonald. Shame. He's my favourite.
Jamie struggles along the corridor with the statue. Carolyn and Colin walk past.
Mrs. Taylor, we were wondering if you would like to join us for Sunday lunch. You can come too, Jamie, if you like.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
Ah, we're very busy.
Oh.
Sorry, our diaries are full. Ta-ta.
Hi.
Good to meet you. What are you doing Sunday, Nan? She seemed nice.
He points at their front door.
You know they're deviants.
What do you mean, deviants, Nan?
Naturists. A pair of them. They're having naked parties, if you don't mind.
Oh, come
you
on.
Mark my words. I know what Sunday lunch means. He'll be sat around a table with his knives hanging out. She'll have her lures dangling in a gravy boat. No fear.
I can't believe that. How do you know that?
They have organic fruit and veg delivered once a week in a box.
Don't mean they're walking around with no clothes on.
I can hear them all day touching things with their bare arses.
With a scowl, Nan goes into her flat and shuts the door. Jamie flops onto the sofa.
Makes a cup of tea, sir.
Jamie gets up and peers at a letter on the table.
Look at that one. Fancy handwriting.
Nan picks up the post and sits in an armchair.
Let's have a look.
He goes through the pile of letters.
Junk. Junk. Bill. Bill. Overdue bill. Oh, my new cinema pass. Smashing. Final demand. Junk. Junk. Summons.
He puts them aside.
Coming in.
Nan opens the small envelope that Jamie spotted. She takes out a single sheet of writing paper and reads a handwritten letter.
Dear Joni, I bet you didn't expect to hear from me after all these years. I've tried to write this letter so many times, but time is not a luxury I have anymore. I'm dying, Joni.
Nan looks up from the letter for a moment, thoughtfully.
I have one last wish that you will come and see me, even if you won't forgive me. I just want to see you. I've missed you terribly. I am still your sister. With love, your Nelly.
Back off.
She screws it up. Jamie brings a mug of tea.
Who was it, Nan?
No one, just a bill, you know. Usual old shit.
You don't normally get handwritten bills.
Don't you dare read that.
Nan?
Jamie, I mean it. You do, I'll catch you at me, Will.
What, and I won't get the Robert Mugabe statue?
The statue looms next to them. Nan, with her wispy, straw-coloured, collar-length hair, looks tense. Jamie reads the letter and looks at her.
Nan.
She shuts her eyes.
Nan.
What?
Why do you never talk about Auntie Nell?
Don't you say her name in this house.
I could take you, you know. Got the minibus.
What do I want to go and see her for?
Because she's dying, Nan.
Good.
If you don't go, you'll regret it. It's not like you've got anything else to do.
I've got plenty to do, thank you very much.
Like what?
I've got to watch me programmes. I've got me Sudoku. I got me vouchers. They're going to expire soon.
You'll regret it.
Oh, will I? Watch me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying put and that's it.
Jamie goes and opens the door to Carolyn.
Me again. Sorry to interrupt. Colin and I were just chatting and seeing as you can't come over Sunday, we were wondering if we could tempt you over another day. Friday or Saturday or whatever works for you, really.
Sorry, love, I'm completely swamped.
No, you're not, Nan.
Yes, I am.
She's not. She's free tonight, actually.
Oh, wonderful. Shall we say 8 o'clock, then?
She'd love that, wouldn't you, Nan?
Jamie?
Nan was just saying how much she'd like to get to know her neighbours better.
Colin will be thrilled.
Yes, I bet he will.
He'll enjoy that, won't you, Nan?
No, I can't come.
She'll see you later.
Yeah, I can't come, cos my sister's dying.
Jamie looks down and Carolyn gapes.
Oh, God.
Jamie's incredulous.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we were very close. Got to go and spend some time with her. He's taking me to see her.
Yeah, of course. Well, we'll leave you to it. Sorry to disturb you.
Good luck with you.
Jamie shuts the flat door.
You happy now, you interfering old Mary Ann?
Jamie smiles.
Go on then, go and get your mini bus.
A scruffy guy emerges from the flats, grinning, and holds the door open for Nan. Jamie's bright yellow minibus has a model bumblebee on a spring on the roof and bold black furry stripes across its bodywork. A sign reads, Crafts Undo Negative Thinking.
Look at the state of this!
It's to make it stand out. I'm hoping the bee will become iconic.
Iconic like the fire festival.
He slides the door open and Nan stares.
I might change the name.
Yeah. Bit of a mouthful.
With the door open, the first letter of each word of the sign spells C-U-N-T. Jamie drives through the city and people on the streets stare at the minibus. Jamie checks a sat-nav on the dashboard.
Right, Nan, if we have one stop in Birmingham, I reckon we can make the last ferry in Liverpool and then...
She's helping me.
I think we can get to Nell's by Sunday.
You're not going to Nell's. I've got a two-for-one voucher for the day spa in Coventry.
If we're only going to a day spa, why have you brought so many clothes?
No, darling, those are all my snacks.
Coventry's on the way to now.
Is it? Yeah. What a fridge rustler.
Jesus, Nan, you can't eat them. You know what they're made of?
Bits of chicken.
Yeah, chickens that have been bred and kept in micro cages, then crushed and ground up and processed. It's appalling.
Oh, they're delicious. All these chips you've got in there.
She holds up pens.
Hashtag Rotary! Hashtag Bates! Hashtag Crafts! What's this, knitting needles? You can't have knitting needles around negative thinkers,
love. Well, it depends, because it's a spectrum, isn't it? You can do some of them, yeah.
Not they turn on each other, love, that's all you need. Yeah.
She throws a multicoloured ball of wool in the
Jane,
air.
How many can I do? One. And two.
Here, Jane.
What?
Jane.
What?
Jamie.
What?
I've eaten a multicoloured tarantula.
She puts coloured pipe cleaners in her mouth.
I know what you're doing. Those are the leaves.
Yeah, I know.
I'm eating the body.
Take a picture.
I thought I'd left my glasses at home, but I haven't. Mm. You should put me in one of your cartoons. I look like a fly. Who am I, James?
Charles Dickens.
It was the best Charles of Dickens. Times.
He has a feather.
It was the worst of times. Charles Dickens. Where's the river, fam? Go on, you're going.
Ah, I'm driving, then.
They whiz along by a park and drive on through the city, an aerial view of the Shard, Tower Bridge, and the River Thames.
Now, will you ever tell me what happened with Auntie Nell?
She's a miserable old doll, went off to live on an island off of Ireland. The end. There you go. Now you know the whole story.
Nah.
Now, I don't want to talk about it.
Come on.
Now, I've got to take my angina pill.
She gets the pill from a pill pot and takes it.
Delicious.
If you don't tell me about Auntie Nell, I'll tell you all about my charity work.
Well, you're back into a corner now, son.
Sitting beside Jamie, Nan stares ahead thoughtfully.
I was a daddy's girl, you see.
A flashback. As a child, she plays hopscotch.
I was a beautiful-looking child. I loved to bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce. There was only one thing I loved more than bouncing. That was my father. I adored him. Best part of my day was when he came home from work. I was his pride and joy. So one day, he told me there was another one. He said to me, this is Nellie. She's your sister. You're going to look after her till the day you die. I wasn't that keen at first. But it turned out she liked to bounce and all. And we became inseparable. Bounce, bounce, bounce. We bounced our way all through our childhood.
Their mum's at the front door.
Till the day my mother said those dreadful words.
Your father died this morning. Tuberculosis. There's nothing we can do, so let that be an end to it. Now stop your snivelling and buck up. All's fair in love and war, Joni.
The girls hug.
There weren't no therapy through crafts them days, love. We had to get straight on his horse and cart and make a living. As the years went by, Nell and I started building up our business.
Hello, sir. Can I interest you in a carpet?
All right, madam, what can I do for you today, eh?
We were flying high, me and Nell. We both had our roles. She made eyes at the fellas while I lugged away the gear. Of course, nowadays you call it theft.
Get your gramophone!
We were a good team, me and Nell. You should have seen us. They were the glory days.
He steals a grand piano.
But once she got a taste for it, she didn't want to stop.
Nell snogs a bloke. The two sisters sell armchairs and all sorts of stuff on the street.
We had a plan to save up enough money to buy a little cottage on an island off of Ireland. That was a dream. It's where my father was born, when we were young. He used to tell us it's where the leprechauns come from. Of course, can't say leprechauns no more. Nowadays, you just say Irish.
On their stall...
You can imagine what a bitter blow it is to me that all my long struggle to win peace has failed. This country is at war with Germany.
As a bomb drops, people cower from falling masonry. A dance hall.
And then it was the Blitz. And everyone lived like they always tell you to. Like every day was our last. Me and Neil got a job down the ammunition factory helping out our boys. Friday night was dance night. Oh, we used to love it. We worked hard all week, then we let our hair down. Oh, we had a great time.
A young serviceman.
Mind if I cut in?
Of course. She was always more popular with the fellas.
Oh, do you mind, Jamie?
No, no, of course not. Go on.
Nell dances with him.
And I didn't mind. Not much, anyway.
Young Nan dances alone.
But as my mother used to say, all's fair in love and war.
Young Nan, Joni, sits at the side of the hall. A nervous-looking bloke comes over.
There was this one fella, though. Teddy, always firing after me.
I got this for you.
Oh, leave off, Terry!
At the front door.
Morning, Joni. Morning, Joni. Morning, Joni. Nick this for you.
I ain't got time for an horse tell. He'd been there for as long as I could remember.
Poor son.
What are you doing here, Tim? This is for GIs. How'd you get in?
Knocked out a doorman.
You don't have a doorman?
Oh. Listen, Joni, I went to sign up today, but they wouldn't let me.
Oh, what, you failed the IQ test?
Oh, I passed that.
What was it then, your gut?
Oh, flat feet. Apparently I'm not fit for duty.
Shame.
So I thought, maybe it was a sign.
What, that you should get your feet looked at?
No, that I'm meant to stay here and look after you. Joni, you know I've always loved you. We'd be good together, you and me.
She glances away from him.
Oh, Tim.
They gaze at each other. A tall, good-looking black serviceman walks up.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I know it's rude, but I can't help myself.
Blimey. Ain't you a big, black, beautiful sight for sore eyes?
She stands up to face him.
Get off me, Tim.
Frowning, Terry steps aside. Joni's transfixed.
I was wondering if you'd like to go out with me Tuesday night.
Well, I can't do Tuesday. How about Monday?
I can't do Monday. How about Wednesday? I
can't do Wednesday. How about Friday?
I can't do Friday. How about Thursday?
I can't do Thursday. How about Saturday?
I can't do Saturday.
Oh, jog on, you fat yank.
Well, I'll take that as a no, then.
Oh, you weren't being serious, were you?
I'm absolutely serious. I think you're marvelous.
Do you?
Yes.
He glances at the dance floor.
Can I at least have this dance then?
Yes, you may. Excuse me, my costermonger friend. We was just talking about philosophy, etc.
Terry watches the young man lead Joni away.
I'll be off then, Joni.
The tall, handsome, uniformed young man leads Joni, smiling, to the middle of the dance floor. They take each other's hands and slowly dance. Joni beams as he spins her under his arm.
I know you. Are you the one I'm looking for?
The young man spins and they get close. He tilts Joni back and she gazes into his eyes. On stage, the singer, wearing a bright orange jacket, stands at a microphone with a band behind her.
I have known you forever.
Joni and her partner slowly turn together, along with the other young couples. Joni reaches up, touches the side of his face and draws him closer. Nell appears.
Who's this handsome lump?
Nell. This is Walter. He's from America. He's very tall and he's a black man.
Yes, all these things are true. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Have you ever met Al Jolson?
Whatever's the matter with you, Nell? Just because Walter's a black man, it don't mean he knows Al Jolson.
Al Jolson's not a black man.
Ain't he?
No. He's a white man who paints his face black.
Does he?
Yes.
Whatever for?
Well, due to fear and mistrust, white mainstream audiences take pleasure in the use of blackface as a grotesque infantilization of black people and black culture.
Huh?
right?
So you have or you haven't met him?
I am not.
Jane.
I've always thought so.
Nell's dance partner.
Step away from those white girls, boy.
Excuse me?
Do what? He'll step away from no one. He's got more right to be here than you are, judging by the way you dance.
Okay, I'll hear.
No, you stay out of it. Clear all for you. Your kind's not welcome around here.
I regret ever dancing with you.
Tina.
Likewise.
He goes.
Come on, Walter. Let's have a proper dance.
Walter smiles at Joni.
Do you mind?
Oh, no, no, not at all. Why would I mind?
Okay, well, see you later, Miss Joan.
Beaming, Nell puts her hands on Walter's shoulders and they dance. Crestfallen, Joni walks over to the chairs by the wall. She glances back at Nell, getting familiar with Walter, as she picks up her jacket and puts it on. Nell adjusts Walter's tie. Joni sits and watches them, stony-faced. Walter finishes by spinning Nell under his arm a couple of times. He twirls her a couple more times, and she plonks down in the chair beside Joni.
That was wonderful. Pleasure to meet you, both. Thank you for making my evening.
Thank you.
And I hope I get to see you again.
To Joni.
On whatever day of the week is mutually convenient.
He lifts her hand and kisses it.
Yeah,
yes.
Nell raises her hand for him to kiss. He obliges and walks off. Nell and Joni sit looking dazed.
Oh, those cheekbones. Oh, you could catch yourself on them.
Joni sits in a gloomy, candlelit shelter surrounded by kissing couples.
But I couldn't see him straight away because we were stuck down that shelter for weeks. People copping off left, right and centre. Not me, though. I only had eyes for Walter.
Terry.
All right, Johnny.
Hello, Vasana. I'm going for the lab. Got to go now.
We're 12 miles from the services, Nan.
Well, I'd step on it if I were you before I pee myself all over your arts and crafts.
I can't, Nan. I'm already at the speed limit.
Suit yourself.
Nan looks down and shifts about in the passenger seat. She shuffles something under herself and adjusts her dress. Staring ahead, Jamie frowns.
There we go.
Nan's mouth gapes. She looks relieved. Jamie slowly blinks.
Nan, you just peed into a Tupperware box, didn't you?
I did, love.
A car speeds past and Nan jolts forward. She holds up the empty box.
Now, I should have put a lid on that.
Looking forward to this day spa.
What a thing, eh? Day spa? What is a Hollywood, Jane? Got one of them booked. Is it to do with that fella off the Bake Off? Paul Hollywood, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll meet him. Don't know. Love the Bake Off, Joan. Love it, don't we, eh?
Yeah.
Sit there and make our cakes. It's all changed, though, isn't it, eh?
It has.
A while ago now. Sure, many better not in it.
You got Prue Leaf, Noel Edmonds, and the other one who's left now, Sandy Toxpiss.
Sandy's Fox Tick. Sandy Stockpick. Sandy Stockpick. Sandy Toxpick.
He screws up her face and gestures.
Sandy Toxpick.
Toxfig.
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 Mandy Toxfig.
Jamie looks exasperated. Nan waves her arms about.
My name is Nan.
Yeah.
From London Town.
What?
You got a problem.
Yeah.
I'll take you down.
Roll call.
Shabuya.
Yeah, Shabuya roll call. Shabuya, yeah, Shabuya roll call. My name is Jamie.
No.
He looks in her handbag.
Oh, where they gone then? Down for a rustler. I can't find them.
He searches.
Out here they are. Oh, smell that.
As Jamie misses the Coventry turning on purpose, the film becomes an animation.
Oh! Jane, how are you running your cartoons now?
They're animations now.
Oh, isn't it marvellous, eh? Better make a snack stop. Ugh. Won't be a minute.
They stop at a kiosk.
Don't like them. Not keep it going. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
they drive past a hitchhiker.
Get a job!
What did you do that for?
Breaks up the journey, doesn't it?
Come on then, Nan. Tell me more.
If you must know, me and Walter finally found a night to meet. Tuesday.
At the cinema.
Nelly tagged along. Me and Walter got on that eyes a-winking. He saw me for who I really was.
Eggs for eyes.
Don't tell me you did your boiled egg routine.
What, me eggy-eyed lizard tongue combo? Of course I did, son. I was trying to impress him. And it worked. Of course Nelly got the right mood on. She couldn't bear me getting the attention. So she found her own way to get noticed.
In the cinema, Nell grabs his shoulder.
But I made him laugh, see?
In a cafe, Nell comes over with a cake with pink icing and sits with them.
What are you two lunatics laughing about now?
Joni was doing an impression of Mrs. McDonald down at the market.
You do that again and I'll skin you, you wee bastard. Okay, Denise. She was shocking at impressions. Embarrassing.
I don't know what you two are talking about half the time anyway.
Nell slowly licks her fingers one by one and Walter stares at her. His gaze wanders down towards her chest.
Perhaps she did have a tidy pair of knockers, which at the end of the day, he valued more highly than regional accents. Shame.
In the cinema again, Nell sits between Joni and Walter. Nell pretends to cry.
But as the weeks went by, Nelly got between us. Literally. She bided her time and sealed the deal.
Nell and Walter kiss hungrily. The film is Citizen Kane at the point where Kane's possessions are incinerated. Joni looks awkward and grabs her coat.
Don't go. What will we do without you?
Oh, yeah. Don't be silly. Stay. We won't know what happens at the end.
Oh, I don't suppose it's anything important.
She leaves as Kane's sled, Rosebud, burns.
Still, all's fair in love and war.
Just don't regret tomorrow what you want.
In the minibus, Nan stares out of the window, lost in her thoughts. Jamie looks at her.
What are you thinking about, Nan?
I was thinking... It never fails to amaze me when I see a fat girl married.
Nan, what is wrong with you?
Curvy Brides Boutique. Seen that?
Oh, that's my programme. Fat girls getting married. Amazing, isn't it? Enough of them for 3 series. Most of them to skinny blokes. Boggles your mind.
Come on, Nan, let's get some sleep.
Nan frowns.
Hold on. This don't look like Coventry. Everyone's orange.
Jamie pulls up on the curb beside a hostel and a caption appears. Liverpool.
It's Liverpool, Nan. I think I missed the turning.
I know what you're trying to do, love. You're trying to trick me into going to see Nell and I'm not going to stand for it. But seeing as it's late and they got 2-for-1 on Jaeger bombs, we'll stay here tonight. But you mark my words, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, we are out of here. You are taking me to a day spa in Coventry where I'm getting a manicure, my eyebrows threaded and a Hollywood, whatever that is.
A woman wearing biker leathers.
What's that?
I said you can't park there.
The woman with her dark hair cut into a severe fringe walks up.
Oh, have a look. Hello, sweetheart.
You.
Not seen you in ages.
Who is it now?
Hey, James, you remember? It's that bastard woman from up the council. Used to work up the council, didn't you?
I did, till you got me sacked.
Because you were a bastard. What are you doing now, love? Come back to Liverpool.
I had to, because you got me fired for being insensitive to the needs of the elderly.
Well, you were very insensitive. You stopped me using a communal sky dish.
It wasn't communal. You were stealing from your neighbour. You said I traumatised you.
I was very traumatised. I missed the finale of X on the Beach.
I have dreamt about seeing you again.
Well, whatever floats your boat, love.
And now here you are, illegally parked across 3 disabled bays.
Well... Is lucky. I've got 3 disabled badges.
Where'd you get them?
From up the council. They've been ever so nice to me since you left.
You shouldn't have 3.
And yet I do. Riddle me that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. It's Miss Marla, isn't it?
It's Officer Marla now.
She sniffs.
There is the distinct smell of urine in this minibus.
That was him.
Let's go, then.
Careful, you. If you put a foot wrong while you're in my city, I'll be on to you. I am a member of the road policing unit.
Traffic rule.
Traffic police.
Traffic rule.
They are vastly different.
Do you give out tickets?
Yes, I do.
Then you're the traffic rule. Anyway, lovely to see you again. I'm glad you've maintained that snap-on hairdo. It's like a Lego hat, isn't it?
Come on, Nan, let's go.
The sign on the side of the van.
Looks like this was named after you.
That is grossly offensive to an officer of the law.
Which what most people call traffic wardens anyway. Ta-da, square head.
Officer Marla stares at the initials, C-U-N-T. She seethes as she watches Jamie help Nan up the front steps and into the hostel. In their room, Jamie lies on the top bunk and Nan lies on the bottom bunk.
I'll go and have a word with them.
Now leave off. What are you going to do? Invite them to a Find the Goddess Within workshop?
No, I'm just asking politely.
Like a chicken shit.
What do you call me?
Chicken shit.
Nobody calls me chicken shit.
Well, I do all the time.
I'll sort it.
Now leave off, Marty McFly. I'll deal with this.
She gets up.
Nan, don't. They sound really drunk.
Yeah, I saw that some. I once knocked out a skinhead in Magaluf. I think I can handle a couple of pissed up rugby lads.
Nan totters halfway down the stairs. Further down is a bar area full of drunken 20-somethings. One bloke hangs upside down from the ceiling. They wear yellow T-shirts. Printed on them in green is rugby, root, repeat. Nan sticks her fingers in her mouth and whistles. They stare at her.
Now listen up, millennials!
Jamie lies wide awake on the top bunk, tapping his thumbs against his chest.
I said, shove it up your arse, it's only Tuesday.
Nan lies on the pool table with several shot glasses placed on her and a crowd gathered round her. She drinks.
Oh, there was another bit of lemonade repeating on me.
Get a one, come on.
Lemon, let's go again.
Never again.
Jamie comes over.
Hello.
Oh, Joan. Oh. Hello, Joan. It's my grandson. Come down and see me. Come down and see me.
Nan, don't you think we should be getting some rest?
Now I'm hanging with me squad. Meet me pals. This is Froggo, this is Mabo, this is Knapsack, this is Pisser, this is Crystal Meth Cafe, this is Arse Munch, and this one here on the end, this is Dan. He's gonna kill us all.
Yep.
Come on, do a shot.
Do a shot.
Hey, do a shot.
I don't want to, Nan. I've got to be up early.
Drink.
I've got to drive in the morning.
Come on then, Nutsack. Load me up again.
Nutsack pours shots and puts them on Nan's belly. Jamie frowns despairingly. Later, they all come out of the front door to find Officer Marla outside.
Oh! Look out! Here she is. Suck and dog.
Are you aware that you're being drunk and disorderly?
Are you aware how much like K.D. Lang you look?
Keep your voice down. People are trying to sleep.
They're lost. They won't get another chance to catch Crystal Meth Cafe burp the alphabet. Go on, love.
Now, listen. It's all just a laugh with people like you coming in, taking advantage of the system and good, hard-working people like me. I had to rebuild my life because of you, while you remain oblivious to the damage you cause all around you. Well, now that I've got you in my sights again, I won't let you out of it. And I will have my revenge. In this world, or the next.
Right, yep, sounds like a plan.
Yep, see ya.
Officer Marla glares as they stagger away. Crystal Meth Kathy keeps burping and Arse Munch smiles.
They're from Gladiator.
In a club, Nan dances with her new friends. Under brightly coloured lights, Nan waves her arms and jumps about. A clock in the hostel room reads 4:07. Jamie dozes on the bunk. He wakes and finds a note written on a piece of cardboard on his face. It reads, "Gone clubbing." Jamie looks down at Nan's empty bunk, sighs, and gets up. Jamie hurries out of the front door and runs down the street. Officer Marla's still outside.
Better take me and dine a pill.
Nan drops her pill on the floor. She waves her arms around, then kneels down to look for it. Arse Munch leans down.
What's up, man?
I dropped my pill.
You want to drop a pill?
Yeah, drop my pill.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Legend.
Jamie frantically runs through the city past people on the street. Squatting down beside Nan, Arse Munch pulls a pill out of his sock and offers it to her.
Oh, I see it. You found it. Thank you, Arse Munch.
They both straighten up. She pops the pill in her mouth and swallows it.
Delicious.
Under the red light, Nan's pupils dilate. She lifts her arms and pumps them up and down. Jamie's outside.
I need to come in.
In you go.
Excuse me. Excuse
Jamie
me.
Runs into the club.
Nan? Oi!
David, what's up?
Where's my Nan?
Frogo points Jamie at a dance floor down below. Nan's dancing in front of the DJ desk. On a platform, Nan waves her arms wildly and stomps from foot to foot. Sweat drips from her face, and she lifts up her skirt. The crowd around the platform wave their arms appreciatively. Nan throws out her arms and turns her back to the crowd. She lets herself drop and falls onto people's raised hands. Arms outstretched, Jamie panics. Nan crowd surfs with her mouth wide open. Jamie runs down as Nan is passed over people's heads. Ticker tape rains down. Jamie appears on the dance floor. Nan is moved above the crowd towards him with her head flopped backwards. She rubs her lips together. Near the hostel.
It's like being on the moon, isn't it? Are we on the moon?
We're in Liverpool now.
Oh. Isn't it amazing how the feet get on the floor and they just...
Nan sees Officer Marla and wraps her arms around her.
Oh, Officer Marla.
Get off.
Breathing. Oh.
Officer Marla's motorbike.
Ah. Oh, it's a nice bit of kit, love.
That is police Nan. Property.
Don't put that on me. Have a go with the iron.
Nan plays with the zips on Officer Marla's jacket, then picks up her radio.
All units. Roger that.
She plays with the zips again.
Can you read that as well? Yeah. Ah, look, how's that happen?
All right.
Oh, you didn't leave me here, Jane. I like it here. Oh, it's nice. Look at the sky.
Oh. No, Nan.
Put that hat on. Put that on your head, love. Put that on.
Her helmet.
Cover that up.
Her face.
I love the scales. I love the scouts, I do, darling. Why do I love the scouts so much, Jane? Mind you, I don't know how anyone understands what they say in Hollyoaks. It's all... isn't it, eh?
Come on, then.
Where is she? I love that one.
Come on, Nan.
Nan blows kisses to Officer Marla.
Oh, she's my favourite scouts, sir. Oh, look how much she's there.
I will get you, old woman. I will get you.
She gets on her motorbike.
Shit.
Inside.
I love you, Jane. Oh, and that's soft. You know that, though, don't you? You know that.
I do, Nan.
Yes, you know, because you are a good boy.
I know, Nan. No, down here now.
Do you know that? You know it, don't you?
Nan lies on her bunk, then sits up.
Listen.
She leans to Jamie beside the bed.
Why
I didn't say anything.
Shh. I can be an absolute mercy. And I don't. Shh. I can solve dishes. I don't always tell you how I feel. But I am telling you now, right now, where's those? Send her there. Look at this. Look at the little hands.
She holds his hand.
Yeah, I'm telling you something.
She puts her hand around the back of his head and strokes his hair.
You make me so proud. I love you, darling.
Thanks, Nan. I love you too.
She rests her head against his.
And I do miss my Neil.
She glances up.
Oh, I miss her.
Next morning, Nan farts in Jamie's face.
Nan!
Oh, get up, you lazy bastard. Come on, we've got a spa to get to.
Well, that was nice while it lasted.
Oof, useless. No stamina. Oh, that was one of them, what?
Right, let's go to Nell's.
We're going to Coventry. Manners.
Jamie looks in the rearview mirror and sees Officer Marla on her motorbike, a few cars behind them.
Oh, hello. Our favourite traffic warden's up early.
What an absolute fruitcake.
Oh. Now, who keeps texting you?
Oh, we've got a group chat, Minilash. Frogo's just sent me a photo of him spewing on a cat. Such a classic Frogo, that is.
Did you ever get together with Walter?
Chicken bites, chicken skewers, pork shots, high in protein, big on flavour. I squashed all that meat into one tasty mouthful. Smash it.
Jamie winces and opens his window as she eats her pork shots, driving down a motorway.
Go on, Jamie, your turn.
My name is Jamie.
Yeah.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah.
I drive a minibus.
Yeah. Because I'm gay. Roll call. That's it. Yeah. That's it. That's the way it goes. Yeah. I mean, hip, hip, hooray bit, it was pony, but you're only starting out, it's all right.
Later, Nan's stocked up on snacks. She takes a bite out of a donut, grimaces and chucks it out the window. They drive through a tunnel.
Gotta say, Nan, I'm really impressed with your stamina. It's amazing how you make.
Her head flops back, her mouth gapes, and she sleeps.
Sorry, Nan, but we've come too far.
The film becomes a simple animation again. Jamie takes a sharp turn and drives onto a car ferry with Officer Marla following on her bike. The ferry, with "Dis goes to Ireland" written on the side, sails in rough seas. Nan bounces around as she sleeps in the minibus.
Don't wake up! Please don't wake up!
Jamie sits behind the wheel of the minibus as they approach Ireland. Nan sleeps in the passenger seat and Officer Marla stares at her through the window. Jamie drives off. Officer Marla follows on her bike. The film becomes live action again as Jamie drives through Dublin. Nan dozes in her seat as they pass revelers with Irish flags draped around them.
Clickstick!
Nan wakes up and looks around.
What's happening? Where am I? I'm not in Ireland, am I? Am I in Ireland? I'm in fucking Ireland. What have you done?
Sorry, Nan. I just thought we can't go back, so we may as well go forward. If you don't want to see Nell, that's fine. But I'd like to meet her. You can just wait in the bus.
Oh, all right. Coming in. But after we've had a quick drink, eh? Proper Guinness. Quench me first, then we'll be off.
Guinness, it's 9 a.m.
When in Rome. When
it's not. In a pub, Nan sings with a local as Jamie drinks orange juice.
Come on, Nan, we should get going.
Oh, my grandson, Jamie. Here, come and meet my new best friend, Mick.
I love your Nan. What a treat, you lucky fella.
Yeah, she's a real prize.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wrist tattoos.
What's on here? MMM. What's that stand for? Mick, Mick, Mick. You've got a stutter.
Yeah. She's the best.
Listen to that accent, John. Everything you say sounds like good news on a sunny morning.
Well, you say that, but I have my dark days.
Lilting melody.
Sometimes I struggle to get up in the morning. I've never been properly diagnosed, but I'm pretty sure I have clinical depression.
A real sonnet you are, son. I could listen to him all day.
You have, Nan? Come on, we've got to go.
Mick needs a lift. One for the road, son.
Yeah, let's. Why not drown me sorrows, huh?
See what I mean?
Later, mix with them in the minibus.
Shabuya! Yeah, yeah, Shabuya, roll call!
My name is Mick.
Yeah.
I've drank a lot.
What?
I'm feeling sick now.
Yes.
That's all I've got. Roll call.
That is how
Shabuya.
You do it.
Shabuya, roll call.
Excellent.
Shabuya, roll call.
What's all this back here?
It's craft therapy.
Yeah, Mick. Make yourself a mood cube. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Pulp shots.
Mick accidentally knocks them out of their Tupperware box.
Whoops!
Pass of fingers! Don't worry, love. There's plenty more where they came from.
Hey, what time is it?
It's 2:30.
Oh, we're early.
Early for what?
Turn right up ahead and then the next left.
Why?
My God. No offence, but there's a distinct smell of urine in here.
No offence taken, darling.
No bad advice.
Up on a hill.
Yeah, I gotta say, son, you were right. It's magical up here. Look at this.
So?
I'll leave off with the reminiscing. I'm enjoying the view. Why don't you go and help Mick with his mood cue?
Oh, come on then, tell me. You must have been upset about Nell and Walter.
Well, of course I was. But I had no choice, did I? I had to get on with my life and forget all about him.
They're lying on the minibus roof. A flashback.
Problem was, I'd see him everywhere, and my heart would skip a beat.
She sees him walking with Nell.
And I swear, the way he'd look at me.
He gazes at Joni, who's sitting in a cafe alone. Joni watches them walk off.
And then one day...
She opens her front door and Terry gives her a letter.
Not now, Terry. I'm not in the mood.
Your fella told me to give you this. I thought you'd be sad if you didn't get it.
Thanks.
I hope you get what makes you happy, Joni.
With a sincere look, Terry walks off. Joni opens the letter and reads it.
Dearest Joni, I've been deployed and leave for France tonight. I need to see you before I go. Please come and meet me at the station, I beg you. Don't tell Nell. Walter.
Nell walks up.
Here, what you got there?
Just another bleeding love letter from Tell.
Oh, poor fella. He doesn't give up, does he?
Nell walks off past Joni, who stands on the doorstep, deep in thought.
At work, I could barely contain my excitement.
Oh, that new happy. Here, Lou, ain't it your birthday today? Good luck to you.
Nell watches Joni as she stands in front of a mirror applying lipstick. Nell walks over to Joni.
Oh, look at you. Oh, felt that. You've been grinning like a loon all day. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. I'm just feeling, I don't know, hopeful.
Oh, here, have you got a minute? Oh, I've got some wonderful news. I've been waiting to tell you.
Nell takes Joni aside.
What is it? You'll never believe it. I'm expecting.
You? What?
How about that? You're going to be an auntie.
Joni looks stunned.
You're having a baby?
Yeah. Smashing, isn't it? And you'll have to look after me while he's away.
Joni's stony-faced.
You'll look after me, won't you, Tony?
She stares at Nell.
Does he know?
No.
Well, hadn't you better tell him?
He's going to warn, Joni. I don't want to burden him with it. Walter needs a clear head, not worried about me and a baby. And then when he gets back, it'll be a lovely surprise and we can get married. Oh, ain't life wonderful?
Yeah.
Grinning, Nell hurries away. Joni opens her locker and puts her lipstick in her coat pocket. Tears glisten in her eyes as she leans dejectedly against her locker door. Her deep red hair is cut in a neat fringe and hangs loose around her shoulders. Crowds of servicemen pass through a gate at a railway station. Walter stands waiting, looking around keenly. Joni walks up, and they hug each other tightly.
Okay.
Walter looks earnest.
Nell wants to get married. To me.
I get it.
I'm very fond of her. You know that.
Looks like it.
I got carried away thinking I could have fun with both of you. This damn war made me feel like I could act like there's no tomorrow.
Look, it's all right.
And it wasn't fair. And I'm sorry if I hurt you.
Please, don't.
But the truth is, if there is a tomorrow, it's you I'd want to spend it with, not her.
Walter.
She takes a breath.
Well, I don't know where you got that idea from, because the feeling's not mutual.
You don't mean that.
Oh, don't I? I only let you pal around with me and Nell because I knew she was sweet on you. I mean, what would I want with a big long shanks like you?
Joni, I'm being serious.
So am I. You get on that train.
This can't be true.
Well, it is, Walter. And the sooner you get it into that fat yank head of yours, the better. Now get on that train and go and do something useful with your life. Please.
Joni, you're killing me. This could be the last time we ever see each other.
I will. Ta-ta.
Walter frowns in confusion as Joni paints on a brave smile. It quickly drops as Walter grabs his bag and goes through the gate. Joni watches him leave, then turns away. Terry stands outside Joni's front door and checks his tie. Joni comes out in her work clothes.
Joni, I swear I will make a good life for you. I will do everything I can to make you happy. I will be your rock. I'll be your heart. Please, Joni, will you marry me?
Yes.
No, sorry, I said, will you marry me?
I know, and I said yes.
She leaves Terry looking utterly bewildered. Jamie and Nan lie on the minibus roof.
Wow, how'd he react?
He shit himself. I don't think either of us were expecting it. We did a quick registry office and moved in together. It was quite the weekend.
Finished!
Wow, that's amazing.
What's all this then, Mick?
Represents the struggle for dominance between man and beast. The machine that tries to belittle him and how the only way to beat the cruel system of capitalism is to blow it up from the inside.
Well,
Mick's mood cue.
I thought it was a gunk.
Feeling better?
I won't lie, I do.
He gets on the roof.
See? The healing power of crafts.
Flog out again.
It's the 4 a.m. news, and Gardaí are still on the hunt for an arsonist who planted explosives on a factory farm in Kildare, the fifth target in as many days. The last suspected attack believed to be as recent as Tuesday.
Gardaí
believed the arsonist to be a militant animal rights activist who is considered extremely dangerous and to be avoided at all costs. They have asked
lightning in Ireland, isn't it?
To describe him as a man with dark hair, deep-set eyes, and a tattoo on his arm with the letters MMM.
Nan and Jamie slowly turn to Mick.
Mick.
Meat means murder.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Nan and Jamie slowly sit up.
Well, we better make a move.
Yeah, busy schedule.
Yeah, I've got to go see my sister, she's dying.
Get in the van.
What?
Get in the van.
Yeah, I gotta say, even now, it's hard not to feel charmed.
On the road.
Let's all take a nice drive to the countryside.
What are you gonna do?
We? What are we gonna do? We're gonna blow up a farm.
A farm? With what?
With this.
A bomb.
Oh, no, we're not, son. As we know, I'm not immune to your dulcet tones, but I gotta draw the line somewhere.
You know, there's a good way to live, and there's a bad way.
No.
And the bad way is walking away from what's right.
And what's a good one?
He handcuffs them together.
Doesn't matter, now you don't have a choice.
He threw away the key.
What are you doing?
I'm not a monster, I'm on a mission. You don't know what they do to them.
to own.
To the animals.
He wrestles a pork shot from her mouth.
Now that was a wife. They're already dead.
The way they treat them. Bred from birth to die in horrific circumstances. It's just not right!
All right, son, keep it light.
All I do is that the animals go free and then burn down the buildings. Is that a crime?
Well, yeah,
it's definitely a crime. What do you want with my nan?
Collateral. She comes with me and then when we're done, you drive us away.
Are you touched? I'm not blowing up a fucking farm. I'm a pensioner. I'm not spending my last few years in a cell fighting off a woman called Biff.
That's an offensive stereotype.
Oh, wake up and smell the lesbian. Orange might be the new black, but they still won't have a go at your clacker when the lights go out.
Next day, they drive up to a security gate with cameras on the posts. Beyond is a huge building, like a warehouse.
Security takes 10 minutes to change shift. That's going to be our window. So let's get in position before the guard comes out. Come on. When you get the signal, you step on it and come and get us, and then we get the hell out of here, right?
What's the signal?
A bloody great big explosion. That'd be enough for you? Okay, let's go. Come on.
Look, the cock's little coat. Get the seatbelt off first, please. Oh, that's all I need. It's the back of his brother.
Watching from behind a truck beside the huge square building is Officer Marla. Using binoculars, she sees Nan and Mick get out of the minibus. Nan looks back and shares a worried look with Jamie. Mick leads on past the gate. Officer Marla keeps watching.
I should be. I'm supposed to be crashing in my houses. All I wanted was to get a Paul Hollywood. See Coventry. Nah, but instead I'm handcuffed to Daniel O'Fucking Donald. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I need the lab.
You're joking me?
No, no. Oh, we'll have to go over there. Oh, quick. Oh, quick. Quick. Let me behind this bush. Oh, come on, it's falling out of me. Let's get this down.
A bald security guard stares at Jamie, who opens the driver's side window.
Hello, mate.
You lost?
Yeah, I am, actually.
What are you looking for? You're pretty far away from anywhere.
I'm looking to get into the security gang.
You.
The guard hurries round.
Yeah, right. Open the door.
The guard stares.
Your minibus says...
Oh, fam, you don't leave sun. It's running down the back of my legs.
Why my shoes?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Is it?
The security guard gets in next to Jamie and waits for a story. Behind the bush...
I don't know what they put in them fridge rustlers, but it definitely don't go with 12 pints of Guinness.
Fuck me!
We've got buttons, shells, feathers, googly eyes, crayons.
My wife finds colouring in very soothing.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Jamie sees Nan and Mick.
I'm not great with crayons. But I tried a bit of origami and it was surprisingly nimble.
It's nice.
Officer Marla watches Mick and Nan.
Coming in, Mick, Mick, Mick. Let's do this, you mad vegan fucker.
They both grin and walk on.
Actually, I've put a lot of posts on Pinterest.
Jamie sees Mick and Nan walk towards the building.
But it was decoupage changed the paradigm for me.
Really?
Oh, absolute game changer. You have to have the precision of a sniper and the gossamer light touch of a butterfly's wing.
Look, you seem like a really nice man, and I love that you get so much out of papier-mâché, but I'm in a really complicated situation.
Decoupage is not papier-mâché, it's more glaze-based.
My mistake. When I said papier-mâché...
Hang on.
Nan and Mick open doors and release chickens. Officer Marla and Jamie watch the guard run towards the building. A fireball explodes, throwing the guard to the ground. Mick and Nan stride out of the building.
Come on!
Another explosion throws Officer Marla off her feet. With flames ripping through the building, Mick and Nan keep walking. Jamie gets in the minibus.
Quickly, hurry up, get in!
They get in.
That was amazing!
Officer Marla gets on her bike as Jamie reverses at speed and turns the minibus round.
You're a good man, Jamie! We saved all the chickens!
A chicken smacks against the windscreen.
Nearly out of them.
What do we do now?
Drive! Drive!
No!
Go, go, go!
Jamie drives off. Nan and Mick grin hysterically and Officer Marla rides after them on her bike.
Yes!
Now this is what I call a proper
The film becomes an animation as police cars chase them. Nan throws a snack, a police car crashes and explodes. A police helicopter flies down, Mick is grabbed, Nan hangs on to him, and the helicopter rises with them dangling from it. Nan kicks a copper. Jamie throws stuff at cop cars as Officer Marla tries to keep up. Mick and Nan jump.
Come on, Mick.
Oh, no.
An explosion throws Officer Marla off her bike. Back to live action. Jamie stops the minibus in some woods at night.
This is insane.
He pulls on the handbrake.
What do we do now?
I am buzzing. I've got to say, I could see I could get a taste for all this, Mick, Mick, Mick. Well, I've never felt so alive. I'm buzzing. Is this what I mean when I say it, eh? Because I am buzzing. I do feel like I'm buzzing. It makes me wonder what I've been doing all my life.
Well, we didn't just do it for the buzz. There was a point to what we did.
What's that?
Can you uncuff my Nan, please?
I can't. I chucked the key at the window, remember? You got a saw back here.
It's a Craftmobile for people with emotional difficulties. I don't carry sharp objects.
Well, I guess we're stuck together then, aren't we? We need to get out of the country and then we'll work it out.
Get out of the country? We're wanted criminals. There'll be police everywhere. And they'll be watching the airports, the seaports. It's only a matter of time. I think we should hand ourselves in.
Oh, calm down, you big old Mary, and you're harshing my vibe. We're going to the island off of Ireland. I demit from the police.
Oh. Nan grabs her phone.
Oh, God. Well, I've got an idea.
She writes a message and sends it.
Still buzzing, you know?
The rugby squad arrives. Nan and the others are disguised in brightly coloured wigs.
All done!
Oh, thanks for helping out, Aussies.
Ah, you're welcome, Nan. We wanted to see the island off of Ireland anyway.
Aussies on tour!
We all ready? Come on, we've got to be quick.
Have a name! Let's go to the island!
Jamie, Mick and Nan wear yellow and green face paint with their wigs. The van's been transformed and roughly painted to look a bit like the Aussie flag. They drive off. They drive along a country road.
Shabuya, yeah, yeah, Shabuya, roll call.
My name is Usman.
Yeah.
And I drink beer.
Yeah.
I'm playing rugby.
Yeah.
I hope we win.
Roll call, Shabuya, yeah, yeah, Shabuya, roll call, Shabuya, yeah, yeah, Shabuya, roll call.
Oh, shit.
Get your head down, Mick.
Nan.
There we go.
They drive up to a police roadblock.
Jamie, you can do this. You're an Australian rugby player from Australia in Ireland.
Keep your voice down.
Mick pulls a scarf over his face. Jamie stops the minibus and a policeman steps over.
Good day, officer.
Morning, lads.
Good day, good day, officer.
Good day, officer.
Good day, officer.
Where are you boys after?
Big game.
Yeah.
Who's in here? The rugby team.
Oh, yeah, just us boys.
Officer Marla.
Oh, really? Just us boys, is it?
She raises her eyebrows at Nan, who wears a frizzy orange wig and has green stars on her cheeks.
Yeah. Just us spies who enjoy a couple of tinnies and saving babies from dingoes, Sarah.
What's she saying?
She?
That's how we identify.
Yeah. We're flirted. Non-binary. Eco-friendly.
Queer.
There is a distinct smell of urine in this minibus. That was a nutsack.
Take that wig off.
It's stuck to my head.
Take that wig off.
I can't hear you.
We're fucked.
You're not. It's me they want.
I knew it was you. Oh, well done, Scouse Sherlock.
That number plate matches the B-van.
My team is in here!
We're trapped!
All units suspect in the van, in the blue camper van.
They only want me.
Well, you might be Ireland's most wanted, but I've got a bit of fault myself.
No regrets. Promise me you'll see your sister.
What's she talking about?
Mick holds up the key.
Boy, threw that out the window.
Colin Moore, Child Magician of the Year, 1994.
He holds up a pork shot.
I don't need it, Mum.
Don't see Mel, I mean it.
They open the boot and Mick runs off across a field. The police chase him. Nan turns to Jamie. Beside the window, Officer Marla gets out her baton.
What a smashing fella. Violent, angry, dangerous. Everything you'd want in a vegan.
Officer Marla smashes the passenger window. Jamie drives off and Nan bashes out the shattered glass with her elbow. Officer Marla gets on her motorbike and starts it. Jamie drives along a moorland road.
I could vomit, but in a good way. In a good way, I could vomit. Woo!
Let's go to the island. Bring us up the island. La 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 la. Hey la la.
Jamie sees Officer Marla speeding up behind them.
Nan, look.
We've got to make this ferry.
No ferry, no beer.
It's more to do on the fucking moon.
It's all your fault. But I'm here because of you. I'm supposed to be in a day spa in Coventry with my legs up having hot wax poured all over me nun. Which, as Crystal Meth Cafe reliably informed me, is the correct definition of an Hollywood.
Officer Marla keeps on their tail.
I mean, that fella off the Baker, he ain't gonna be there. Nothing to do with him. He won't be anywhere in sight. Take all your head off.
Mary Betty wasn't staying for that.
Oh.
My name's Nuxie!
Now!
She's gaining on us.
This woman stops me getting a drink.
Pull yourself together for God's sake. Come on,
I'm not going faster.
I'm not staying
here. I'm a ventilating cloud. What's the matter with you?
The law. She's an officer of the law.
She's a fucking traffic warden.
Loser, mate. She can't stop us.
No ferry, no beer.
Quick, the ferry's leaving.
Jamie takes a sharp left towards the quay.
It's OK, I'm sorry. We missed it, Nan.
Whatever, you do it.
Oh, no, you're just chicken shit.
What did you call me?
Chicken shit.
Nobody calls me chicken shit.
Chicken shit.
Did it hurt?
Chicken shit.
Rocco just called you chicken shit.
Chicken shit. Chicken shit. Chicken shit.
Jamie slams his foot on the accelerator and drives up a ramp. The minibus flies through the air and lands on a ferry as it pulls away from the quay.
The coppers missed.
I'll get you on water.
Officer Marla lands in the sea. Nan sits with Jamie on the ferry.
Well, I've got to hand it to you. Got me dead in the end.
Yeah, I did. So go on then. You had a whirlwind wedding with Terry.
Yeah, I married Tel. Mortal went off to war. Then Terry spent every night interfering with me. Sometimes twice if he had an early shift.
Nan, I didn't need to know all that.
Well, you did ask. And then 4 months later, that was it. War was over. Ceasefire. Peace.
A flashback. Nell and Joni stand at the back of a large crowd at a train station. Several servicemen are there, and people wave flags. Nell smiles excitedly and lifts her hand in anticipation. She starts to wave. Joni's stony-faced.
And after all those years, all that chaos and commotion, suddenly, it all stopped. And Walter came back to make an honest woman of Nell.
Joni zips up Nell's wedding dress.
Oh, do you think I look nice?
Yeah, you're lucky you're not showing.
You are sweet, Joni.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Joan. I'm not really pregnant.
I never was.
What?
I thought you'd have worked that out by now. I'm not a tart.
They're in a side room at the church. Joni looks stunned.
I saw that note Walter wrote to you. I thought, I'm not having that, he's mine.
Nell looks at Joni.
Oh, come on, Joni. What did Mum always say? All's fair in love and war.
Joni slaps around the face.
What did you do that for? What's wrong with you?
Tough.
You say sorry.
Joni storms out into the corridor and Nell shoves her. Joni walks away.
Oh, you pathetic lump of lard. It's my wedding day.
Then go and get married.
Seething, Joni faces Nell.
You wouldn't have known what to do with him anyway.
Joni paces backwards.
You're a piece of work now. I gave them up for you!
Joni swipes two vases off a table and walks away down the corridor. Nell follows and throws a vase. Joni stops in her tracks and turns to Nell, who sneers at her.
He wouldn't have wanted you.
But he did, Nell. And you took him just because you could.
What's bleeding Nell's going on in here?
Joni grabs Nell's dress and rips it as Terry walks up. Nell slumps onto a bench.
The day you were born, Daddy told me to always look after you, and I always have. But that ends today. You are dead to me.
Oh, don't be so dramatic, Joni. Today's supposed to be a celebration.
It is now. Because if I've read this situation correctly, we don't ever have to see you again.
Nell eyes them both tearfully.
Well said, Del. Shall we?
Terry and Joni hold hands and walk away from a stunned Nell. Down the corridor, Walter stands in his uniform. He watches Joni walk past. Joni stops and turns to look at Walter. They gaze at each other for a moment. Then Joni turns back to Terry. Terry opens the door. Bright sunlight shines in, and he and Joni walk outside. On the ferry, Nan looks distant. Wind whips through her hair.
Couldn't you have been with Walter then, once you knew the truth?
No, I was a married woman. That's not how things were done.
She wipes her nose.
So that's why you never speak to Auntie now?
She stole my life. I got Lumberwood Town. Well, she swanked off into the sunset, drinking champagne and snorting caviar, or whatever it is heavy-chested girls get to do.
Yeah, but you had a nice life with Grandad Tell, didn't you?
It was all right. But it wasn't what I deserved. I did everything right. And look where it got me.
In the minibus...
We are on the island! Daddy's on the island! La, 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 la. Hey! La, 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 la. Hey! We are on the island! Daddy's on the island!
They drive away from the quay and head into the countryside. Jamie stops the minibus.
And I tell you what, we'll always have that ferry jumper.
quick question. What is there to do on the island off of Ireland, then?
Oh, nothing, darling. No, I mean, it's an absolute tip. Still, there's another ferry tomorrow. Tell us, sweetheart.
Bye, Nan.
We're really grateful. Thanks very much.
Hey, well done, tough guy.
You really think I'm tough?
Well, no. Not now you said that.
Boom. Explosion. Shrapnel.
Legend.
They head off.
Her name is Nan. Yeah. And she is Larry.
Yeah.
She dropped the bill.
Yeah.
She dropped the bill.
Oh.
Nan finds a pork shot on the dashboard and holds it up.
Poor old Mick, Mick, Mick.
Do you think you'll be all right in prison?
Yeah. Everyone loves magic.
She sniffs it.
Sure are.
Having second thoughts, she frowns and puts her meaty snack on the dashboard.
Come on, Nan.
You're so close, Nan.
No. Let's go home.
Jamie stares at her.
Chicken shit.
Nan grins.
Touché, son. Touché.
Jamie smiles back at her.
I meant it, what I said, you know.
What's that, Nan?
I am proud of you.
You remembered saying that?
Of course I remember. I wish I meant it when I blew off in your face.
Thanks, Nan.
Turning on. Jamie drives on along the lane with dry stone walls on either side. Later, the light is fading. The road winds past moorland with the coast to one side. There's no turning back. Jamie drives towards a simple white cottage with a black pitched roof. A low white wall surrounds the front garden. Jamie stops before the driveway. Time will tell, she'll see us through. Jamie turns to Nan.
I'll wait here for a bit. Let you say hello. Get reacquainted.
What are you gonna do?
Got my crafts, haven't I?
Nan unbuckles her seatbelt and ties her scarf around her neck. She picks up her handbag and gets out of the minibus. The house is on a slightly raised piece of land overlooking the bay. Jamie watches Nan slowly walk up the driveway. Howling out the windy hills, and all the time we took, and you should know just how it stays. Keep your hands on the wheel, and through it all, somehow we know. Time will tell, we always know. Light glows in windows either side of the front door, along with a lamp above the door itself, which opens. Older Nell steps out in a long, rust-red cardigan. Nan stops and stares at her. Nan keeps walking and puts her hands in her coat pockets. Wind ruffles her hair. She stands staring at Nell, who has a pale face and long white hair. Nell looks back at Nan. Time will tell, we
always know. You come up and see me.
I come up and see you.
You come up and see me, ain't you?
I've come up and see you.
Oh, you are a good girl.
You look rough.
Oh, I'm dying.
Ah, read your letter. No need to keep banging on about it.
Nell goes inside, Nan follows and shuts the door behind her. Jamie watches from the minibus. Nell and Nan sit in the cosy living room. Nell has a drip in her left hand.
You've landed on your feet, as usual.
In what way?
Living in paradise. Look at this place.
We've made do.
Made do. Where's Walter then?
He's upstairs getting ready. I think he's a bit nervous to see you after all this time.
So I'm here then. Got what you wanted. Do you want to show me your perfect life in your perfect house with your perfect man? You want me to see all the things you stole from me so you can have one last thrill before you go?
Nan points at Nell.
You always resented me, Nell. And all I ever did was try and look after you.
Nell glances up as Walter comes downstairs. Nan looks down nervously. Walter's wearing a long, flowing emerald green dress and large women's shoes. Nan glances at Walter as he passes her and does a double take. He stands in front of her.
Hello, Joni.
She looks him up and down.
Joni, it's me.
Say hello to Walter.
Nan opens her mouth as if searching for words, but just looks stunned.
It's wonderful to see you. I've missed you. We both have.
Who's it?
It's me, Joni.
Who is it?
Joni, it's me.
What? So,
She points at Walter, who's also wearing makeup and earrings.
You look well.
He smiles and Nan looks at Nell, horrified.
And what's just been going on?
All our lives. We came out here for some privacy, I suppose. It wasn't as accepted as it is now. We had to keep ourselves to ourselves.
We both wear dresses?
Yes, sometimes we share them.
He has tremendous taste in fashion.
Oh, it's... Hey, is it? Yeah. What's going on? Am I having a stroke?
Smiling, Walter sits beside Nell on the sofa. He leans to Nan, who stares, open-mouthed.
It's a lot to process, but it's still me. I've just always felt happier in women's clothing. I'm still a man, in every respect. If you understand my meaning, we had a voracious sex.
All right, Sailor, I don't need all the details.
Well, I've got to admit, I never saw that coming.
Neither did I.
Really?
A flashback to the dance, Walter studies Joni's dress.
Is that chiffon you're wearing?
In the present, Nan considers. In the past, Walter kisses Nell. In the cafe, he stares at Nell's blouse.
Are those buttons mother of pearl?
Living it up!
Fair enough. So when did you find out about all this?
On our wedding night. His drawers were frillier than mine.
Nan's head wobbles and her mouth drops open as she cackles. Nell smiles and Walter starts to laugh. Nell rocks from side to side as she laughs. Walter grins at her and Nan points. She looks befuddled.
Teddy?
A flashback to the seaside. Terry buys green and pink ice creams in cones and holds the green one behind his back as he walks over to Joni, who's in a deck chair beside a windbreak. He smiles cheekily and gives Joni the green ice cream. Sometime later, they walk along the beach and Terry feels Joni's pregnant belly. They both smile happily. Gentle waves roll onto the flat sand. Joni has a double ice cream and Terry has a single pink one. At the cinema, Joni and Terry sit with their young daughter between them. She beams as she watches the film. Another cinema trip years later, as a teenager, their daughter sits looking sullen. Terry and Joni smile at her, and Terry squeezes Joni close to him. Many years later, grey-haired Terry sits in a hospital bed. Joni sits with him and holds a pink ice cream behind her back. She gives him the ice cream and they share a smile. Joni glances away and looks distraught. Terry grasps her hand. She turns back and smiles for him. Joni walks along a beach alone as waves roll in. Her coat flaps in the breeze, which blows her hair about. She wipes her nose with a hanky. Sitting in Nell's front room, Nan looks distant and shakes her head.
I never realised. It's always a way, though, isn't it? You don't appreciate what you've had till it's gone. He was a wonderful man. I tell you, he loved me so much. Obsessed with my arsehole. But other than that, a proper gent.
Hello?
Now, it's me grandson. He drove me all this way. Oh, he's a good boy.
It's all right for coming in.
Come in.
Come and meet your auntie.
Oh.
Walter stares at Jamie.
Oh, I do love a corduroy collar.
Thanks.
Nell struggles to her feet and hugs Jamie. Nan sits between Walter and Nell and opens a photograph album labelled Me and My Sister.
Look how picturesque she's saying.
Another album.
And after she says, you go to San
Very nice.
Very well, don't you?
Oh,
that's very.
That's new.
Yeah.
Nice. It's very nice. Yeah. That is his power dressing, isn't it? It's got a cape on. That's Superman.
It was a scarf.
That was a scarf, so excuse me.
Yeah,
it's Pashmina. Oh, Pashmina, this one, so. Have you met?
Jamie comes out of the front door and turns to Nan as she steps out after him.
I'll give you a minute.
Jamie walks off. Walter comes out, and Nan looks up at him. They study each other.
I hated what Nell did to us. It took me a long time to forgive her for keeping us apart.
Well,
she stole our lives.
I mean,
but she changed. She regretted hurting you, and I grew to love her.
Nan forces a smile.
So maybe I ended up with the right sister after all.
Nan stares at him.
Did I?
100%. Hands up, I don't think I could have got on board with any of this.
She points at his dress, and he smiles.
You really are marvelous.
Nan smiles and Walter hugs her. She clasps his shoulder, then lifts her hand away for a moment, and her fingers shake. They separate as Nell comes out of the house. Walter goes inside, and the sisters stand facing each other. Nan nods slightly.
I don't know what to say.
Then don't. You conniving old whore.
You miserable old shit ass.
Nan turns to go.
Tony, I just want you to know.
Yeah.
Nan smiles tightly.
Me too.
With a last lingering look, Nan turns and walks away. Nell watches her go, heavy-browed, her white hair blowing about in the breeze. Clutching a hanky, Nan sits beside Jamie in the minibus.
You okay, Nan?
I will be.
We're in trouble, aren't we? Like, really serious criminal trouble.
Nah. All's fair in love and war. Come, Sam. Let's go home.
Jamie drives away. Jamie brakes hard as Officer Marler sprawls across the windscreen. Arse Munch pulls her off and gestures an explosion with his hand.
Thank you, Arse Munch! Good effort, son!
Love you, man!
Well, that turned out to be a very multi-layered road trip. You'll have a field day with your cartoons.
an animation of the minibus passing a prison. Chickens wander about on grass outside Mick's cell. Inmates gather as Mick raises a magic wand. The minibus passes Officer Marla and Nan farts in her face.
See ya!
Captions appear. Thanks for watching. Subscribe. Travels with Nan 22. Live action again. Back in London, they drive along by the River Thames in the evening.
I'm Shredder.
You're back.
Hi.
Oh, do join us.
Nan looks into Carolyn's flat where there are several naked people.
What a fucking liberty.
Credits appear on a black background. Catherine Tate, Matthew Horn, Catherine Parkinson, Parker Sawyers, Tom Vaughan Lawler, Jack Doolan and Nikki Wardley. A Catherine Tate film. Wearing nothing but her scarf, Nan has joined the naturist. Jamie's there, fully clothed. Nan sits at a piano. Writers, Catherine Tate, Brett Goldstein. Producer, Damian Jones. Executive producer, Kieran Corrigan. Executive producer, Catherine Tate. Executive producers, Jim Reeve, Robert Helmy, Josie Rourke, Faye Davies, Norman Merry, Peter Hampton. Line producer, Patrick O'Donoghue. Associate producer, Hashim Al-Saraf. Director of photography, Christos Karamanis. GSC. Editors, James Taylor, Liam Hendricks-Heath. Music composer, Michael Bruce. Production designer, Ray Ball. Costume designer, Alison Byrne. Makeup and hair designer, Vanessa White. Casting directors, Alastair Kuma, CDG, Isabella Odofrin. Cast in order of appearance. Nan's dad, Paul Reed. Nurse, Emir Hederman. Nan's mum, Rosalie Craig. Baby Nan, Nia Mulrennan. Nan, Catherine Tate. Jamie, Matthew Horn. Neera, Ruchika Jain. Daniel, Saul Remy. Carolyn, Claudie Blakely. Colin, Richard Sandling. Bradley, Pete Bennett. Nan, 3 years old, Ivy Tewitt. Baby Nell, James Walsh. Nan, 12 years old, Grace Buggy. Nan, 9 years old, Emily Goulding. Nell, Catherine Parkinson. Gramophone delivery man, Andrew Kingston. Piano delivery man, Shane Robinson. Peggy Roberts, Rebecca Traherne. G.I. Howie Banks, Craig Granger. Terry, Jack Doolan. Terry, 8 years old, Charlie Long. Nan, 8 years old, Carla O'Brien. Walter, Parker Sawyers. Office of Marla, Nikki Wardley. Froggo, James Corrigan. Mabo, Kieran O'Grady. Nutsack, Tim Lanshire. Piss Up, Amy McGoldrick. Crystal Meth Cathy, Joe Halpin. Ask Munch, Felix Scott. Dan, Kieran Wilders. Mick, Tom Vaughan Lawler. Security Guard, Stephen Kennedy. Officer Singh, Paul Tylak. Old Man on Ferry, Ronan Wilmot. Forever before. Nan and Terry's daughter, 8 years, Adele Concannon. Nan and Terry's daughter, 15 years, Lily Ward O'Keefe. The events, characters and firms depicted in this film are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events or firms is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Your arms, your legs. Copyright Sulcata Productions Limited, 2019. Familiar and new. Audio description written and voiced by Matthew Vickers at Deluxe. Your eyes eclipse forever. So forever be true. Distributed by Warner Brothers. The Warner Brothers Shield. Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Warner Media company.